Connecticut, Ken Corla. Minister, the recent announcement that Donegal's only child and adolescent counselling service has been forced to close because of a lack of funding has sent shockwaves through many Donegal communities. It is an absolute disgrace, Minister. Not only has the counselling service been used, it has grown hugely with over 15,000 counselling sessions provided in the last 6 years alone by 26 counsellors across 7 outreach centres, including Letterkenny, Dunfanaghy, Stranraer, Buncrana and Creaslough. The government cannot say in its budgets and its press releases that mental health is a priority, while at the same time allowing TUSLA and the HSE to not only refuse funding, but to actively strip away a vital service providing young people with counselling. Minister, my question to you is, who decided that such an essential service was not worthy of funding, and will you reverse that decision straight away, knowing that the cessation of this service will create a dangerous void in the provision of mental health services for young people in Donegal?
Mr. Butler.
Thank you very much for your question. I became aware of the impending challenges in Donegal by the RAFO, the Diocesan Pastoral Services, and the impact that it could have. I understand it's an excellent service. It crosses through mental health, primary care, social inclusion and TUSLA. I spoke with the Assistant National Director for Services in relation to this issue this morning. I also spoke to a former Lathkeon Corla, Patha Cope Gallagher, who was instrumental in setting it up many, many years ago. I'm waiting a briefing from the CHO in that particular area, CHO 1, and I will engage with the services and see what we can do. I believe they were to the fore during the Creaslough tragedy, where they helped many people with counselling. So my understanding is that the service is there for over 30 years. It has grown now. It needs a full-time director, and the person who was there is due to retire in March. So we'll see what we can do to resolve this issue.
Minister, Deputy Andreas Moynihan.